If you bought a brand new monitor for your computer, you would expect to plug in your DisplayPort or HDMI cable and have it display with the signal your computer is feeding it. What you wouldn't expect is for the display cable to be acting as a digital Trojan horse and telling Windows to quietly install software onto your computer without ever asking you for permission. Except this is exactly what thousands of LG monitor owners recently discovered happening on their systems. This silent background installation was then granting itself full access to system resources and would start surfacing third-party advertisements directly onto the desktop. And even more concerning is what this app has the power to do once it's running on your PC and how close it comes to crossing the line into basically spyware. In this video, we're looking at the technical system used to bypass your consent, the major privacy risks it creates, and how Microsoft and LG responded when caught red-handed, and the critical settings you need to change right now to make sure this doesn't happen to your setup. To understand how an external display manages to inject software into Windows without a single installation prompt, let me first explain the built-in feature inside Microsoft ecosystem called device metadata. When you connect a new hardware device to a Windows PC, the operating system reads the hardware identification tag, the HWID. To ensure the device works out of the box, Windows updates automatically pulls the necessary display drivers. However, Microsoft also allows hardware manufacturers to link their drivers to recommended companion applications in the Microsoft Store. In theory, this is designed so that if you're buying a drawing tablet or a specialized keyboard, Windows can pull the official control panel software for you automatically. However, LG utilized this exact system to push their LG Monitor app installer, which has three significant concerns. First, the process requires zero user interaction. The app downloads and installs itself silently in the background via Windows Update, all without a setup wizard or request for confirmation from the user. Second is how the system gives itself overprivileged access. According to the Microsoft Store, the LG Monitor app installer requests permission to access all system resources and access your internet connection. When an app is granted access to all system resources, it technically possesses the privilege level necessary to read local files, collect telemetry data, monitor running processes, or transmit device data to remote servers. When hardware manufacturers abuse the Windows Update delivery pipeline to bypass user consent, it breaks the trust between the operating system and the end user. It also creates concerns that any piece of additional hardware you buy for your computer could be secretly installing software on the back end. And last, the system is set up for automatic startup and delivers ads to your computer. The application adds itself to your Windows startup registry, and when you turn on your computer, it runs in the background and starts to surface pop-up notifications advertising 30-day trials for software, alongside ads to other LG utilities. A display driver is supposed to tell your graphics card how to display pixels on the screen, but LG has been utilizing it to control your computer and deliver advertisements to you. Privacy researchers pointed out that LG has an established history of aggressive collection practices. For example, LG smart TVs have a history of using ACR technology to capture screen samples every few hundred milliseconds to analyze what you're watching. Whether you're streaming a specific show or just gaming, they're utilizing this data to build behavior advertising profiles on you. There's also been security audits that revealed instances where LG displays continued transmitting channel and media file data even after users toggled data collection off in their settings. And recently, people have begun to notice that the terms of service for LG's AI-enabled displays explicitly state that users are responsible for informing anyone in their home that their voice may be recorded by the microphone, shifting legal liability directly onto the consumer for potential wiretapping laws depending on where they live. When a company with a documented track record of aggressively collecting data begins pushing background software with system-wide access to your PC monitors without permission, people begin to take notice and lose trust in the other products that same company might be producing. One question I saw come up a lot online was who actually is at fault here? LG for injecting the adware or Microsoft for allowing Windows to deliver it silently? Well, let me share how both of those companies responded because in my opinion, it helps shape how you think about the story. Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney publicly called out what was happening on social media. He tagged Pavan Dhaluri, Microsoft Executive Vice President of Windows and Devices, pointing out that the hardware devices were abusing Windows Update to install arbitrary software. Microsoft responded through Dhaluri, confirming that their engineering team was actively investigating the issue, and Microsoft acknowledged that Windows 11 driver distribution mechanism was never intended to act as an unvetted ad delivery vehicle. While Microsoft provides the infrastructure for OEMs to ship hardware companion apps, the company clarified that pushing third-party commercial advertisement through an OS-driven update path violated the expected user experience. Microsoft also intervened directly with LG to enforce compliance and shut down the bloatware pipeline. LG's position and response was much more defensive. Initially, the company pushed back against the spyware label, stating that the software they were pushing, McAfee Antivirus, was itself never installed on a user's PC without the user clicking the prompt. And LG also pointed to Microsoft's standard Windows Store distribution guidelines as the framework they were operating under. However, critics quickly pointed out that this defense missed the whole point. While McAfee's full suite wasn't installed secretly, the LG monitor app installer itself was installed secretly, and it served as active adware displaying those pop-ups. Following direct pressure from Microsoft and widespread community backlash, LG agreed to disable and pull the McAfee ad pop-up functionality from its monitor app installer. However, many people online are still sharing criticism that the monitor app installer is still installing itself onto people's computers and that that's still part of the problem. While LG disabled the specific McAfee pop-up, the underlying Windows mechanism that allowed this to happen in the first place remains enabled by default. Here's how you can check if your system was affected and remove the app if it's still on your system. First, open your Windows settings menu and navigate to apps and then installed apps. Search for LG Monitor App Installer or LG On-Screen Control. If you see it, click on the three dots and select uninstall. Another important step is to open up Task Manager and click on Startup Apps. Then look for any leftover LG telemetry processes that are set up to launch on boot. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.